I did know that if I worked hard that it would pay off in some respect, but given that all the preferences were away from me, I knew that I had to get a very, very strong primary vote in order to get over the line, and I'm just very thankful that I have the support of the community and I was able to get over the line.
You succeed Hugh Delahunty after many years. Before that, Bill McGrath. Federally, Andrew Broad is the member. John Forrest before that. Do you think being a woman, you represent a certain rejuvenation in the National Party?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, I am a woman, so obviously, yes, there is that element. And the National Party have come under a level of scrutiny in recent times that they haven't had a good diversity across their representatives. The National Party have always put females up for election, but they haven't necessarily got over the line. So I'm exceptionally proud to be a younger female who will be proudly flying the National Party brand, and I would like to think that I'll be able to do that in a way that Bill McGrath has done, that Hugh Delahunty has done, John Forrest and now Andrew Broad, and that I'm able to accurately and represent the people here in Lowen quite well, and we can make a real difference.
It looks like you'll be in opposition. How do you think you'll handle that? What will you be doing as a local member?
Well, I've got some experience, of course, working and negotiating with people, given I'm the CEO of Eden Hope Hospital. I'm probably have to resign immediately, so I may not be. I don't know where that fits in. But I'll certainly be standing up for the people of Lowen. We've made a number of election commitments over this period of time. Labor only made one commitment, which was $19 million for the Grampians Peak Trail. They did not make one funding announcement west of the Grampians. So I think that really lets this region down in terms of investment in healthcare, in education and in our agricultural future. So I'll be working very, very hard negotiating with the government to make sure that we can ensure that we get our fair share of funding and that funding is directed in a way that best benefits our local communities.
You mentioned that your husband couldn't be with you tonight because he has to care for your son and that childcare is tough for you guys as a family. What are you going to do about childcare in Victoria?
Childcare is extremely challenging, and yes, we lost our childcare worker about 3 weeks ago during the election campaign, which has been a big challenge for our family. But I think that really there's a shift going on in terms of focusing on childcare. It's not just a babysitting service, but those early formative years make a huge difference if you can get some educational programs to our children. So I'd like to continue to build on our strong reputation in that area, the National Party's strong reputation. We've committed funds to the NIL Early Years Learning Centre. We've also achieved in the last term of Parliament the Kathleen Milliken Centre down in Casterton, and there's been a number of funding investments made right across the region in terms of childcare and kindergarten and early years services. So I would like to continue that. I think that it's essential that we do look after our next generations, but also if we've got strong childcare services and younger early years services, we can attract younger families to this region and we can support families where both parents work.